We are learning Mesechtas Menachos, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting 10 lines from the top of Ayin Beis Amud Beis. The first words on the line are Shabbos Zu Deloy Karebi. So we're starting in the middle of that line, and we just learned that according to Rebbe, you could be Nikser V'Yoyim, B'Diavad, you could be Nikser V'Yoyim, and it's also not Deich Shabbos. And we said it's a little bit of a cheshbon. And the cheshbon is that if you held that it's Deich Shabbos, so the question is, why can't you do it from four Shabbos? L'chayr, if it's a teretz, because it has to be done dafka at night. That's what Lazar Shimon Shita. Rebbe holds that it's not Deich Shabbos. If you have no raya, that it has to be dafka at night. It could be done by day. But and that taka is not Deich Shabbos. So everything is very good. The problem is like this. Our Mishnah is a little bit problematic. Said in our Mishnah, the words like this. Nikser v'yem is kosher, v'deich is a Shabbos. These are words of our Mishnah. That's Nikser v'yem is kosher, v'deich is a Shabbos. Nikser v'yem kosher, who's that? Rebbe. Deich is a Shabbos, who is that? That sounds like not Rebbe. Man sham le'dom nikser v'yem kosher is Rebbe. V'ketonim deich is a Shabbos. So it's a Pella, what's going on here? My lav ketzira, isn't that the ketzira? And v'mer lo'i la krova means, you know it's deich is a Shabbos, da krova. Avala ketzira lo'i. Avala ketzira lo'i. You tell me ketzira, if you're Rebbe, you can't do ketzira. But Tanya learned in a braisa, Rebbe Eimer, it says in the Pasuk, we're going to bring down a bunch of psukim now to show that all kabbonis are Deiches Shabbos, the kabbonis Sibra at least. Kabbonis Sibra are Deiches Shabbos. The Pasuk says, V'edav Moshe es me'adi Hashem abnei Yisrael, man tamal Eimer. We didn't know that Moshe taught Gantz Torah. L'fish le'il manuel tamad Pesach. We only know tamad Pesach is Deiches Shabbos. Shem v'hem v'moyadoi, we learn from there. V'moyadoi fil v'shabbos, v'moyadoi fil v'tumah. Shah kabbonis Sibra v'nayin, hain all the kabbonis Sibra tamal Eimer, says in the Pasuk, Eile tasu l'Hashem moyadeichem, levab medreichem, v'seichem, v'seichem, v'seichem. So we see this psukim, v'afil v'shabbos. And these psukim are actually in Parashat Pinchas. And the first pasuk, v'yam moshem v'yam 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 v'yam. But we learn from the pasuk, moyadeichem, that other tzibur also are included. And when it comes back to the v'yam moshem, v'yam 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 v'yam. How do we know that Oimer is Deich HaShabbos, Vakar of Imai, and the Kabbalah is brought with the Oimer? There was two kvas, there was Kabbalah is brought with the Oimer, not two kvas, and that's what the Shtei Lechem. The Kabbalah is brought with the Oimer, how do you know that also Deich HaShabbos? And Shtei Lechem, Vakar of Imai, and Shtei Lechem, and the Kipsi HaTzeres are brought with it, how do you know it's Deich HaShabbos? Tamalei, V'dabe Moishes, Me'adei Hashem. It says in the Pasuk, V'dabe Moishes, V'adei Hashem. And that Pasuk, it says, Oimer and Shtei Lechem. And we see, V'dabe Moishes, Me'adei Hashem, Me'adeichem. They all go together. Hakosav Kova, Moyer Dekulim. Everything is Kula Moyer. That's kind of Brayse of Rebbe. We're saying Rebbe says, not Deich HaShabbos, the Ketzira. And here we have a Brayse that says that Oimer is, and V'akarav Imoy is Deich HaShabbos. So Lamai, what's this Pasuk for? Ilay malah hakrava, if it means fakrava, shtei lechem ne'akrava dinu, ela pshita, it must be when it says on shtei lechem akaponim that that's deicha shabbos. Shtei lechem vakarav imay deicha shabbos. I mean, shtei lechem something there that's deicha shabbos. What's deicha shabbos? Takrava, you not takrava. Shtei lechem you ate it. You didn't make akrava. So shtei lechem ne'akrava dinu, ela pshita letchina means when you grind it, barakada and you sift it. But the kavasei gavet oimer also probably oimer doesn't mean takrava. It means also lektira. The ketzira part of it. The kadachi is Shabbos, the deicha Shabbos. So it's a raya, Rebbe Yol's deicha Shabbos. We're loy. Oimer la hakrava. Oimer means da hakrava. Shtei lechem means la afia. It means afia. When you bake it. When you bake it, it's deicha Shabbos. And therefore, it's that dumi da hakrava. Now, why is dumi da hakrava? Do that for Shabbos also. Just like you're doing the tchina ksira for Shabbos and you're cutting the ksira of the oimer and the tchina of this, you do it for Shabbos. Do this for Shabbos. Because Sava Rebbe Tanur Mekadesh, yours the Tanur is considered a klisharis. It's Mekadesh the Lechem Kedush Shaguf, and you have to do it on Yontif. Why? The Afilam or for Shabbos also. The Afilam Esmal. If you did it on Erev Yontif, which was Shabbos, it's Friday. Me'esmal. If Solabelina, be possible by tomorrow comes around. Be possible because the halacha is that if you Mekadesh with klisharis, it's possible. So therefore, it has to be done on Shabbos. The question was like this, that Rebbe holds it's not Deich HaShabbos because I could do it at a different time. So saying you're right, that's why Ketzira is not Deich HaShabbos. It means Akrava. Shtei Alechem, what does that mean? Why can I grind it before Shabbos? Teresa, Shtei Alechem means that I'm a Kaddish, that Shtei Alechem I have to bake on Yom Tov, because if not, since the Tanner is a Kaddish, it'll be Psolino.
What about the Imam? Was baked or not?
No. No, it was mincha. The shrayim, they either ate it just the kernels. People ate kernels those days, and or they did it. They ate it at night. They did it at night. Matzah Shavuos. What Matzah Shabbos? First of all, if it was Shabbos, you bring Matzah Shabbos. It's usually brought on a Chalmai, but there's no Shalini. Eat it all night. It's like the Kachukachim. It's like Kachukachim. Eat it the day and the night. The Omer is like a dinner of any mincha. Eat it day and the night. If you wanted to bake it, you baked it that night. For anything more of a shava Rebbe, Tana Makadish, does Rebbe hold it? Tana's Makadish it? Vatayim to the Braisa. Kivsi Atzeres, the two kvasim that you bring together with Shteir Lechem, E Makachim Es Alechem, Ela Beshchita. It's only Makaj Lechem Beshchita when you shecht it. Ketzat, shecht on Lashman, you shechted it Lashem Mitzvahs Shlom in this case. Vizarka Dom Lashman, and you're Zarka and Dom Lashman, then Kaddish Alechem. Lechem is Kaddish. But shachtam shloshman, did it shloshman, like kiddush alechem. Alechem is not kaddish. What about shachtam lishman, zarkadon shloshman? So then, according to Rabbi, alechem kaddish ve'ena kaddish divrei Rabbi. It's not complete. We had a whole sugi about this before, if it needs pidyon or not. It was a whole shiloh what that means. Is it kaddish or not kaddish? Is it kaddish or not kaddish? Divrei Rabbi. Rav Shimon le'olam ena kaddish, ad sheyishchot lishman ve'yizrek damon lishman. Rav Shimon says, no, it's not Kaddish till you do everything Lishman. So what's the Kasha? We just finished saying is, it becomes Kaddish through the Tana. And here it's Masva through the Shechito, this week it becomes Kaddish. Rav Nachman, or Yitzchak, no, Avad becomes Kaddish in the Tana. But when does it become that now you can't use this Lechem for any other carbon? After the Shechito Lishman. Hukvu v'lo hukvu kama. Talk about hukvu. That once you shechted it, Lishem, Lishma, then those lechem get attached to these kvasim, and it can't be used for anything else. So hukvu lo kvokvama. So that's what comes out. That's what comes out in the sugi is that Rebbe holds Tana Vaz Mekadosh. Therefore, that's why you're allowed to bake it on Shabbos. But anything that you can do before, you do before, including Ksira Saimer. So Hadron Allah, Perek Ravi Shmuel, Beli Neda. Now I want to go to the next Perek, M'yetzah Hashem. The next Perek, Perek Elu Menachos Nekmotzes. Kshmaka Perek. Now, we know that at classic mincha, you make a kmitza, you bring the kmitza on the mizbeach, and that's matir shirayim to be eaten. But not every single mincha is like that. There are certain minchas you burn the entire mincha. But most minchas are like that. You have a kmitza, and the shirayim is eaten. And that's a discussion of our Mishnah. Ve'elu, now the Elm knows which type of mincha the whole thing is burnt. A minchas kahanim. A minchas kahanim, the whole thing is burnt. The whole thing is burnt. And a minchas chayte is the whole thing is burnt by minchas chayte. No, minchas chayte, there minchas chayte is no shemen or levina. But there is that. But the minchas kahanim is completely burnt on the mizbeach. So you have a kmitza on that. Why would you do kmitza? It would be counterproductive. Why would you burn the whole? What would you do kmitza for? That's a shayla. That's part of our mishnah. Let's see our mishnah. Ve'elu menachos nekmatzos v'shirayim lekahanim. The following menachos get kmitza, and the shirayim go to the kahanim. Which are the menachos? 10 menachos right here. Minchas has soilus, v'hamachvas v'hamachashah. Soilus is unique in menachos, is that you do a kmitza before you bake it. So just flour. It's flour, really, flour and oil. It's really dough. So minchas soilus. Then you have a machvas v'hamachashah, where you bake it in a frying pan, a deep frying pan or a small frying pan. V'hachalos v'kikim are baked in a tanner. It's called mafah tanner. But there's two types. There's chalos v'kikim. One of them is mixed with oil, one of them is poured oil on top of it. So these are the first five. The first five of them, Parashas Vayikra, in beginning of Parashas Vayikra, Perek Beis, talks about the menachos, is these five menachos, Minchas Soilus, Minchas Machmas, Marcheshes, Chalas, Vukikim, are both Mafetano. Then you have Minchas Ayuchava, Minchas Vagai, also has the same halacha, Minchas Nashim, Minchas Ha'omer also is a kmitza and the rest is eaten, and Minchas Chayte and Minchas Kanayis also have a kmitza and the rest is eaten. Chayte is for a mincha for someone who does a veira, that's usually oil of a yoyred, that's why we have Minchas Chayte, and Minchas Kanayis is for a soita. Here are 10 right here. Rav Shimon Ha'omer, Minchas Chayte Shokan Mekamatz is also. Even though Tanakama holds, Minchas Chayte of a Kayim, since it says Kol Talk there, in this week's parashah, it's Kol Talk there, parashah Tzav. The whole thing is burnt. So maybe you would. So the different Tanakam says, why would you do Kmitza? Rosh Hashim says, you still do Kmitza. It's the Kmatzos, but Kaimitz Karav La'atzmai, and you bring the Kaimitz by itself, the Shirayim Karav La'atzmai, and the Shirayim also is Karav La'atzmai. Omra Papa. So that is our Mishnah, beautiful Mishnah. Omra Papa. Kaychat Tanan Eser Tanan. Every time it has this list, it's 10, exactly 10. My Kamash Malon, what's your Papa trying to say? Lafukim Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that it's possible to have a mafei tanur half chalos, half retikim. Sounds familiar this Gemara? We had it twice before. Okay. So we had a few times in Mishnah, the whole list is dafka 10 and not 11. Because the Rav Shimon Shita holds, they could bring half chalos, half retikim. So don't mechta chalos, mechta yavi, kamashul on the loy, not like Rav Shimon. Our mission not like Rav Shimon. Vishrayim lekahanim, Manolan, how do you know that the kahanim eat the rest? Speak tomorrow, Manolan, the ksiva ksiva. Some didn't say beforish, some say beforish that the kmitza is brought on his back, the rest is eaten. With the loy ksiva, ksivba, and doesn't say it, then you have a general pasuk. Where's the general pasuk? In Parashas Tzav. Parashat Tzav says, "V'zoyus toris ha'mincha hakiv ayus abnei Aaron afnei Hashem alpnei ha'mizbeach," and then says, "V'herim v'menu v'kumtzoy mesoyus ha'mincha u'meshamna ve'is kol avayin hashal ha'mincha v'ikta mizbeacha," and then it says, the next pasuk it says, "V'anei seris v'menu yochlu Aaron avonav matzah stechelu makom kodesh." So all menachos have that you bring a kaimitz and you eat the rest. So what's your shaila? How do you know shirayim akanim is a pasuk? So my bar chitim like a regular classic mincha made from chitim. I have no shayla. You're right. I understand. They can't eat it. Kikum vayla. My shayla is bar sa'irim. If it comes sa'irim by sa'irim, how do you know? So afraid the gemara like this. Bar sa'irim nami midik minik metza. Since it has a kmitza, obviously, what are you doing kmitza for? It must be shirayim lekahanim. And by the parasha of mincha sa'irim, what? First of all, which two menachos are sa'irim? Mincha sa'imer and Michas Knoyes. Both of them say the Kmitza. Most of them say As Karasa, either say As Karasa, which means there's a As Kara, or it says first comments. It says Klara, there's a Kmitza. So this is Klara's Kmitza, so why shouldn't you eat it? What's the Shalom not? Basayrim, Basayrim Naim is a Kmitza, Shira Lekanim. So tomorrow you're right. Aliba de Rabbana, Lekam Barilah. According to Rabbana, hold that if you have a Kmitza, then you eat the Shirayim, that's not a Shalom. Kikam Barilah, the Shalom is leave the Rab Shimon. Rav Shimon says that you can have a kmitza without eating it. By kahanim, you have a kmitza without eating it. So Rav Shimon, the it has kmitza. How do you know? So the question is, how do you know it's eaten by se'orim? Any mincha that has shem in it, any mincha that's dry, goes to the bnei Aaron. In main inyan, we don't need it for chitim because you have the pasuk before. Zayis haris amincha. In main inyan, blula shos chitim to do inyan blula shos ayrim. What's example blula shos ayrim? Blula shos ayrim is mincha saimer. In main inyan lecharev shachitim, and if it's, you don't need it for the dry mincha of chitim, which is a minchas chayte, to do inyan lecharev shachitim, which is minchas kenoyes. So the bottom line is, how do we know Michas Kenoyes, Michas Arim is eaten? From the Pasuk, Mincha Blu Hashemen, V'chareva, L'chob Ne'ar, and Tia. That Pasuk is not needed for regular Mincha, because he has Zoyis Taris HaMincha, V'anis Taris Menu Yechlu. How do you know here? For this Pasuk. Why do you need the Pasuk? According to Rav Shimon, you need the Pasuk, because Kmitza alone would not be enough of a Raya, because you find by Michas Kain as Kmitza, even though you're not eaten. We'll see. The Gemara is doing a kasha. We have other things to do with the pasuk anyway. So I guess the Rabbanon will do. The other will do what the next Gemara asks. What we do with the pasuk, we'll see. The Gemara is going to have a kasha. We use it for hold of a drasha, and that will probably be what the Rabbanon used for the pasuk.